So here we are, 21 films deep into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and we finally have the first one that's both fronted by a female hero and co-directed by a woman. If we've learned anything about progress in Hollywood, it's that it's apparently a brand new concept for them. But beyond all that groundbreaking stuff, Captain Marvel is, like so many other Marvel origin stories before it, a merely serviceable, occasionally funny blockbuster that puts the pieces in place for sequels that will hopefully be a lot more interesting than this one. It stars Brie Larson as Captain Marvel, although we're introduced to her as Verse, a member of the Intergalactic Air Force belonging to the Kree species. The Kree are at war with the Skrull, another alien race, and they capture Verse and hook her up to some kind of mind-reading device that reveals she may have had another life and identity beyond the one she knows now. These early scenes promise a more visually inventive and structurally audacious movie than we typically get from the Marvel Factory, with a character's background given to us via snippets of foggy memory and images removed from context. But we soon get right back into the familiar building blocks of comic book storytelling, as Verse escapes her captors and drops onto Earth in the year 1995, straight through the ceiling of a Blockbuster video store, no less. She tries to piece together who she was and where she came from, discovering that she led a parallel life as a human named Carol Danvers, an Earth Air Force pilot who apparently died in a mysterious plane crash. This might sound like standard-issue stuff, but once the basics of Captain Marvel were established, I sometimes had a difficult time following the plot's increasingly elaborate developments, which characters were the heroes and which were the bad guys, who had allegiances with whom, why certain characters made the decisions they did, and how those decisions affected everybody else. Maybe I'm dense, but even the basic act of reading the movie's surprisingly concise Wikipedia plot summary makes my eyes cross. Either way, it's the performances that really make the movie pop when it does. Danvers is teamed up with our beloved S.H.I.E.L.D. agent Nick Fury, played by a digitally de-aged Samuel L. Jackson, and it's nice to see him in comic sidekick mode, since his role so often requires him to be merely an exposition delivery system. He still has a spark of optimism and joy in him, and the movie gets some good mileage out of his unexpected friendship with a cat named Goose, which holds its own secrets. Also in the mix are reliable supporting players in the forms of Jude Law, Ben Mendelsohn, and Annette Bening, and a sensitive turn from Lashana Lynch as Danvers' old Air Force buddy, who now seems like little more than a ghost from the past. Larson is a good choice for the title role because she's able to wordlessly convey the conflicted feelings of the character. She's wrestling with the fact that so much of her past self remains fuzzy and indistinct, while also trying to appear as if she's totally in control of her emotions, lest the men in charge reprimand her for not being stoic enough. The screenplay, though, can't really decide if Danvers should be a damaged antihero or a wisecracking Indiana Jones-style smart aleck. It even quotes the famous sword-fighting gag from Raiders of the Lost Ark. And the movie's tone similarly wobbles between broad comedy and heartfelt soul-searching. Captain Marvel doesn't have the visual snap or the true sense of discovery that came with, say, Black Panther or the recent Spider-Man movies, or even the Guardians of the Galaxy films, which share some tertiary characters with Captain Marvel. As helmed by Anna Boden and Ryan Fleck, whose past work has tended towards modestly budgeted human dramas, it's a good, if familiar, intergalactic adventure, with all the requisite elements of warring alien species, the spaceship battles with laser projectiles, and a villain whose motives don't become clear until the third act. But Carol Danvers is much more than what her most vocal critics have claimed she is. She's complicated, contradictory, tough, and tenacious, and I look forward to seeing where this series takes her next. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.